Love. Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jared Leto's in here tomorrow night. Bob Saget in here on Thursday night. Drew.
Nobody in here tonight.
Riddle me this,
yes.
My friend.
Yes, yes.
I took my car out tonight. One of my cars hadn't been started in a while. The battery went dead and all that. So the presets on the radio went bad. But it's a nice car. It has like 12 presets.
Yeah.
So just for fun, I'll start punching them.
Right.
Get that 88.7, and then it's 107.7, and it's 99.3. And it's like there's 12 possibilities. It never can land on a radio station.
Yeah, what is that?
There's 120 stations up and down the dial.
You wouldn't think they would choose the largest market in the world, like L.A. or anything, to set that. No.
It just randomly never lands on a station.
I know.
And, you know, if you think about the dial, it's like, well, 89.9 and then 91.1 and then 93.1, 95.5. And then all the Mexican stations in between. It just keeps going and going and going. I have 13 opportunities. I just keep pushing the buttons. It'll never land on one.
Weird. It's weird. It's a great magnet.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I've never owned a car that did, and I've never lived in a place and owned a car that did. Like, it just doesn't exist. Like, here's what it is. Like, I'm convinced if my car does line up with a station, like, it wouldn't be shipped to that market.
Right.
They'd be like, doesn't belong here. Sending a Jag to Wichita? No. One of those, Station 7, that lines up with a Country Western station. Send that one to Los Angeles. They don't have any. We'll get one from Los Angeles that has one that would have lined up in Los Angeles. It won't work here in Wichita.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be in Los Angeles.
Would it be impossible just to randomly punch a button and have it land on a station that you could hear? Doesn't exist.
Outside the great magnets rule.
And it becomes weird when you have like 13 options and you just start hitting them. You become obsessed and none of them land on a station. Yes?
It's nice.
All right.
Well, it's very reassuring to know it's always going to be like that, though.
Yeah. Always.
Always.
Yeah. Always. Yes. Tell me there's no great magnet at work. Shall we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's do.
Let's talk to Tina, who's 18. Tina?
Yes?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi. So me and my boyfriend have been dating for a couple months now, and I don't know. I guess we have a healthy sex life.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy. When I say healthy, I mean to the point where like we don't stop until I kind of am uncomfortable.
And meaning you're doing it multiple times during a day or multiple times?
Yeah. Okay. Like there are days when we. Do it like 5-6 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, my question is that there are periods when we stop because I am uncomfortable, but like when I, and then during that rest period, like for 2 or 3 days when I urinate, I get this sensation that, I don't know, it feels like I'm about to climax, but I don't.
Wow.
Yeah, there's something called...
Drew, don't open anything.
Yeah, I'm
going to
show you the article.
First, I thought she was going to say yeast infection. I was just going to say it was painful when she urinated.
Sure.
But
no,
this feels like climax.
It's not painful. It doesn't burn. There's no weird smell, and there's no, like...
She checked all those things off the list.
Yeah. Do you...
Here it is.
You don't climax.
Read that.
Persistent sexual arousal syndrome in women. Never had that before.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Some women report having persistent sort of near orgasms or orgasms for a while after sex. And sometimes it can go on for weeks like that and be really uncomfortable.
Yeesh.
Oh, wow.
I'm reading from the article. When feelings of genital arousal persist for days, weeks, or even months, they can become personally distressing and worrisome.
Like, to chicks. Wouldn't be a problem for guys.
It would not be a problem for guys. They'd just stay home.
Right.
They'd finally stop working.
Yeah.
It is possible that other women who experience these symptoms do not find them upsetting. And really, they don't fully understand what this is, and there really is much
Hold
to be
on,
done
that,
about
that's
it.
That's a well-written article.
Yeah,
some,
isn't that nice?
Some people are upset by it. Others aren't upset by it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Was that a Sullivan book, or is that New England Journal of Medicine?
Some throwaway.
All right. So so this can go on, and they don't know anything about it, and what are you going to do?
Nothing to really do. It's just sort of an irritation.
Well, they know about it, but there's nothing to do about it,
nothing really
right?
to be done about it. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It's just one of them things.
All right. Well, there you go. Nick?
Yeah.
I believe everything happens for a reason. Nick?
I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Just a question how to deal with wife. She had an internet relationship for about a month with a guy.
Mm-hmm. Did she go see him?
She actually met him at a conference back around when I live in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what kind of conference, just so I understand what this is all about?
The convention for cheaters.
Cheaters conference,
convention.
Yeah. Convention for what? What kind of convention?
They went out to dinner, and then they continued.
Nick's one of these guys who is like, you know when your dog goes in the pool and it starts doing that paddle? And then you just come up and cradle it in the shallow end.
Going.
Yeah. And then I like to grab the dog's tail just a couple feet from the step.
Yeah, that's Nick.
You just keep talking.
He'll just keep going.
Yeah.
He doesn't sweat the details.
All right. What kind of convention, Nick?
It was, he's an archaeologist, and she moved her work through social work.
All right.
What, archaeology and social work?
They're at the same hotel, not the same conference.
I see.
Yes, but they, but didn't they connect over the internet first, or
no.
they, no?
I see. How would she describe the situation in your marriage?
She was.
Listen to what I'm saying, Nick. She's a social worker. She was at a convention. How would she describe what happened and the situation in your marriage?
That she was feeling, I guess, not flirtatious or not needed.
By you.
By me.
Yeah.
And
that's what
that
women do.
That fulfilled it.
Yeah. They don't feel beautiful, they don't feel desired.
Well, it's even more, don't feel like there's enough attention, they don't feel like you're listening to the conversation.
Yeah. But you know what? Ultimately, Drew, all that can be channeled into the category of not desired. And I don't mean just sexually desired, but I mean when a guy, let's this is interesting. Yeah, it's listened to, and it's, they want to feel apathy and all that stuff. But here's what I'm saying. When guys want to get into bed with a woman and they act, oh, they're all ears, and they're head nodding their head and all that.
Yes, there's that.
And so there's that element of just like, now, they don't realize that's what guys are doing. They just think the guy's attentive. He's listening.
Right.
You know, he wants to get laid. Then once he realizes he can get laid without the listening, he stops the listening.
Right. Let me flip it around a little bit as a man of passion. And since you're a man with nearly a pulse, that would be...
Nary a pulse.
Nary a pulse.
Yeah.
That would be more your issue than mine.
What issue?
That issue you're describing. Of because there's not as much drive, they don't feel... desired, and you're not paying attention with the same enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And
No, that's not a personal thing. I was just thinking sort of globally with women.
Because
I think they want to feel.
All right, here's what guys do.
Lusted after.
But here's what guys do. Guys
passionate
go,
about
guys
that.
Go, all right, it's been 10 years. I've done the listening part for 10 years. We don't have to do that anymore. I just want to get going here.
Right.
And now they're like, no. No, what do you think I am? I'm a robot. I can't do that.
Right.
So that's another source of tension and problem, actually.
Yeah.
So those women feel desired, but they don't feel like they're being listened to, valued, all that stuff.
Now, I know what you mean, but desired is I'm...
Valued. Maybe you mean valued.
I'm expanding desire
valued.
To more than sexual.
To valued. How about that?
Okay, valued.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I just mean... The things you do when you're in love with a woman versus the things you do with some tramp at a bar where you just want to get laid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the courting and the listening and all that, that's the stuff they want.
Oh, yes. And Nick just does not sound like that guy.
No. So, Nick.
Yes.
So then she had this liaison with the guy, and she stayed connected with him via the internet?
Every day on it's an email... address, mail to web.
How long have you guys been married?
5.5 years.
And how did you find out about it?
There's just activity of this mail to web. You know, there's a history on your click down thing on the AOL.
He found it.
She must have known you would find that, though, didn't? Don't you think?
Well, she said it was work, and I said, "No, it's bull. You know, ooh, you're on it." At
all right, listen. Nick sounds like a delight, by the way. I put Nick on hold because he dropped the S-bomb. Nick's obviously angry.
Super angry. And I think maybe she's a little tired of it.
Yeah, and he's kind of a flatliner.
She's a social worker. She's now got a career going. She understands.
Well, she's a social worker, which means she's probably may have come from a little chaos.
Yeah, yeah. But may have been treated now. Maybe now this was her choice when she was still more.
All right, Nick. So I know you're angry, but what does your wife want now? And you cannot use profanity. That's my job. All right.
Basically, she just says, you know, it was an internet deal. There was no emotional connection. He lives.
What does she want to do now? What does she want to do?
She said she stopped, but
yeah. And she wants to work on your relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
there you go.
The trust factor.
Yeah. Do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we have one kid.
All right, get past it.
Well, now you have to get past it.
There you go.
Sorry.
You gave up the right to have resentments.
And just yeah. Time is going to pass it, or
yeah, it will.
Well, you have to be willing to let it go.
Here's the thing, Nick. It's not easy to do, and I don't envy your position. On the other hand, a lot of people have been through it, men and women, in their life. They get on with it, and next thing you know, everyone's 70. So, you know, here's what you're going to have to do on behalf of your child. I'm not talking about ignore it and sweep it under the rug, but you're going to have to deal with it. And there's going to be, you know, going to be some rocky times, and then it'll get past you, and then you'll move on. And it's like anything. It's like a death. It's devastating the first day. It's traumatic the first couple of weeks, and a couple of years goes by. And you never forget about it, but you move on, and you can have a productive life.
There you go.
So there you go, Nick. But you sort of, you know, looking over her shoulder while she's on the computer is not going to work. I mean,
and
you guys are going to have to work this out.
You harboring that intensity of anger that we can hear through the radio, that'd be hard to live around.
Right.
That won't work either.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, though.
What?
I mean, here's the other thing. If you can't get over it, you got to break it off.
You better admit it, yeah.
Just do it now.
Yeah.
Before, you know, it's like if you're not going to be able to play the season, don't sign up for the team.
They have a kid. He wants to make a go of it. Fine.
Wants to make a go of it. But understand then, once you decide to make a go of it, you have to make a go of it. You can't do
both.
You
give up your right to sort of win the fight. You can't win.
Right.
You can't be resentful. You can't have vengeance.
Yeah.
You got to let go.
You know what, though? There is a real freedom in just letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go.
Reconnect with the person first you love it in the first place.
Casey, and thank God the guy's an archaeologist. You don't want arena football player. Picture some 400-pound guy just banging the bejesus out of her all night.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least the archaeologists, you know.
Yeah.
Guys wearing the khaki shorts and the pith helmet.
There you go. Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm just saying, if you got to pick...
With the little fan in it.
If you got to pick professions, you know what I mean?
Now paleontologists denotes friends.
I'm just,
the TV show.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't want... the guy who's the ultimate fighting guy.
Yeah.
Who's an octagon guy or arena football guy.
Yeah.
Or even like, I don't know, professional card shark or something like that. You don't want attorney or something. You don't want that publicist while they're all gay. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Archaeologist, about the best you could do in the had sex with my wife department.
All right.
Yeah.
So he should look at this positively there.
Uh-huh.
Could be much worse. Casey,
much
23.
Worse.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Bikers, plural.
Sure. Ooh.
Casey?
Hello.
23?
Yeah, I'm 23.
What's up?
I wanted to ask, like, Drew a question about, like, what his views on, like, spanking children. See, I was spanked a whole lot when I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
My parents were really bad about that.
All right. What about it, Drew? I know you don't like spanking.
Well, do you want me to... Some of the things that come out in him. Again, so you keep him under.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you look for ways to find opportunities to rebel against your parents, right?
Okay.
Did you have that?
Yeah, like
it makes you feel responsible all the time for everything bad that happens to you, and you expect bad things all the time. In fact, you develop a grandiose posture that you sort of are in control of the whole world, because when a kid is hit like that, he or she feels responsible for the out-of-control behavior of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve this. I'm a bad person. This needs to happen to me. And guess what? Now you walk into life, and you keep recreating that. It also affects your arousal system. So things in sexual relations can tend to head towards aggression and, you know, S&M type acting out. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find piercing and tattooing extremely alluring.
Mm.
Is that you, Casey?
Well, I do a little bit, like I know, like, you're right on about the, like, feeling like everything's my fault and being bad about stuff like that. Because I was in and out of rehab, like, all the time. And
How do you weed that out of yourself?
It also affects your ability to regulate emotions, because you need to be able to read other people's emotions very exquisitely. It's a very developed procedure that we read other people's faces as a way of building emotional systems in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when you've been physically abused, you shut down to that. Mm-hmm. So you end up dependent on emotional regulation that you had at around the age when you were being hit.
Mm.
And if you're attended towards addiction, well, I'll be seeing you in my hospital any day now, because that's the recipe for addiction going out of control.
So you're saying hit your kids?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I have a, I don't know why this got me thinking on this, Drew, but I was thinking, well, I think when you said smacking the kids around, I think the brothers do a little bit of that on the kids, and could be the problem, could be the reason why there's a few too many of them in the joint right now. Could be a connection there. Don't know. You know, no genius and you can't judge. But here's something I was thinking about, Drew, as it pertained to the brother man. I was... We did the Comedy Central roast like a week ago, and I was sitting next to Sarah Silverman, and Eddie Griffin. We were just looking around, and I've done a few of these roasts before, and I noticed that all the guys, the Jewish guys, because pretty much just black guys and Jewish guys in the roast, you know, and me.
So, but, the Jewish men get emotionally abused and intruded upon.
Right.
Probably better just what the brother gets.
Yeah.
In reality.
Yeah, but that's not where I was heading. Here's where I was heading, and just dig on this.
Right.
And please, take your sunglasses off, pull your blinders off, and just let yourself go. Free yourself, man. Free your brain, and dig on what I'm putting down.
I'm listening.
I said, every time I've done one of these rows, the black comics just come up and freeform it. They just vamp, man. I mean, they go for 20 minutes. And some of it's funny, some of it isn't. But I never seen a guy up there with a piece of paper.
Right.
And the other comics, oh, man, teleprompters loaded up. Yeah. They have sheets, notebook. Yeah. I mean, these guys were sweating it the whole week and then into the weekend. They are preparing like the guy's preparing for an SAT test.
Right.
The brothers, they scat and they vamp.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's what makes them great improvisers. That's when you see... What Michael Jordan does on the basketball court, it's improvisation.
Right.
It's crazy improvisation.
Yes.
Now, the harder you study, the worse you are at that sort of thing.
I believe that African-Americans have, at least, again, Africa's not one genetic population, so it's probably mixes of different things in there, but I believe they have a more advanced ability for expressive language and music, period.
Yeah. But this ain't what I'm talking about.
That is an improvisational skill, both those things.
All right, I'm saying I improvise better than a lot of people because I don't read, I don't prepare, right. I don't like doing
maybe
that stuff.
Maybe that's what all the...
Yeah,
and the,
all the
and
what?
The, and the,
oh, yeah.
Maybe,
oh, it's in
maybe
the
that's,
neck rash.
Maybe that's
maybe
why
my
you...
brother. Yeah. Yeah, no, so this does not make for great students.
No.
Because this means you ain't prepared for the
test.
But
if you could be a good student and retain that, then
I'm not so sure that works that way.
Then you're Winston Marsalis.
Winton
Marsalis.
Yeah.
That's what you are then.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. You get a genius then.
So, one point is Jews, bad dancers, good doctors. Blacks, good doctors.
Good accountants, really. We're linear.
Right, they're linear.
Yeah.
See, and I realize the brother man is an improviser.
Yeah.
And that works great if you end up getting on the court or doing stand-up or playing jazz trumpet.
Yep.
It's not great when you're trying to enter the white-collar world because the man doesn't want you doing that. He wants you to hit the books.
Or maybe it's
strong.
Maybe they're so talented with the improvisation that they get by in the educational systems and never learn those other skills that our educational system requires of them.
I don't know if you've taken a look at any testing lately, Drew, but no. Yeah. Nice try, but no. No, you can get by. That's the thing. The point is Eddie Griffin is funny and a good improviser and does not have to spend a weekend working out material.
Play David Allen Greer's Germany or Florida.
Right.
I mean, just play that.
Thank
that
you.
Came out of his. That came out of his mouth without any thought.
Is it Germany?
You would work, spend a weekend writing this and then F it up.
Oh, and I look like...
Hey! You get nervous and you screw it up.
Germany,
screw it up. I can get near this.
Florida. Come on, Drew. You're a
Let's
singer.
Let's find out.
Still like the big ending on this one.
Right out. I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy.
Well, fruit
it's sweet.
Mine.
Cause it's fruit and in the middle. Shakalaka.
Shakalaka. Tina?
Yes.
27?
Yes.
I think that may be why you're such a good improviser.
Why?
You had to look at your heritage.
I might have some brother man in me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just not learning to read.
No. I think of the hair and the neck rash.
Yeah. A little neck rash, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'm looking into that. Tina?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 27?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I'm married for about 2 years now. Me and my husband's decided that we're going to... been trying to conceive for the last past year. My husband's on a little bit of the bigger
Ooh.
Side.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it was Anderson. It had to have been Anderson.
Is it Anderson flush in the toilet?
Huh?
Who flushed that toilet?
Yeah, she's in the bathroom, isn't she?
Did you flush a toilet?
No,
that was
my
me,
bathroom.
But it's
Anderson did it, but you, Anderson
to indicate in a bathroom.
Are you in a bathroom, Tina?
No.
Nice acoustics, honey.
Yeah.
I'm in the bedroom.
All right. You got to get some carpet down.
And you take that tile off the walls.
We're in a new house, so we just...
empty room. All right. What's up, baby doll?
Pretty much. Well, we have to use lubrication every time.
Why?
I'm sorry?
How come?
He's big.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from what my girlfriends tell me that he is. I was a virgin when I got married, so...
I'm trying to interpret what that last comment meant.
Well, she doesn't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah, but have her girlfriends all slept with her husband?
No, I measured.
No.
You measured, I see. What is he coming in at?
Eight.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Solid.
I mean, yeah,
okay?
It's okay. Well, you know.
Well,
yeah.
They said it
I mean, limp, yeah. Well, Drew, you know how I measure the penis.
Yes, comes from behind the anus.
No, the center of the anus.
To what, an inch past the tip of the penis?
Just
past.
Past the tip.
Yeah, okay.
Center of the anus, again, just past the tip.
Nice.
Yeah, that's scientific. Yeah, so he's a big guy.
I measured from the top and out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, I call that cheating. I center the anus to pass the tip. I got six and an eighth that way.
I'm blushing now. Anyway, we need lubrication every time when we...
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
And everything has spermicide in it.
Not everything, no.
No.
You just use water-based jelly, like KY.
Well, that's what I found, but it has spermicide in it.
KY does?
KY, I looked on the back.
No, I...
Yeah, well, there are inert water-based jellies. You can just...
Yeah,
for that matter, you could use Vaseline, because you're not trying to use a condom or something.
Well here's the thing.
That's all they have is, like, spermicide.
Well,
no.
I live in a very small town.
Yeah, but look, you got it. There's got to be some gays there. I mean, the KY. That's who buys the KY, the gays.
I frown upon that in my town, unfortunately.
How about Vaseline?
I thought you weren't supposed to use Vaseline.
You don't use Vaseline with a condom because it dissolves the condom, but these guys are trying to get pregnant.
Well, aren't some people allergic to
it's anything.
Petroleum jelly?
Yes, you want to use the water-based inert is better.
I'm just not, I don't really care for, the oily feeling to it.
Yeah, yeah, Tana's a ton of stuff out there. Just go to the grocery store and get it.
That's what she said she wanted.
Well, go to a pharmacy.
That Look, when you go to that stuff and it says personal lubricant.
Yeah.
That doesn't have spermicide in it unless you get the stuff that says now with spermicide.
Right, or it says, when it starts moving
Minoxidil
towards...
Minoxidil 9.
Yeah, when it moves away from personal lubricant towards use for sex.
Right.
You're moving towards Minoxidil 9.
Yeah. Yeah, what's it called?
Minoxidil 9.
Minoxidil. Yeah. All right.
So, again, if you're using condoms, do not use the petroleum-based products like Vaseline, but... This is a situation where it might be okay. And there's a whole controversy about Minoxidil 9 and HIV and stuff. That seems to be settling down. That's probably not a significant issue.
The petroleum compromises
the condom. Dissolves it.
Interesting. Really? But dissolves it? I mean...
Apparently. Weakens it?
But it would take... Seems like...
A longer time than just, yeah.
Okay.
All right, take a break.
All right. Well, when we come back, gay, starting to question his sexuality, wants to go straight. Vagina swells a week after sex. 13. All right. We'll talk to Kayla after this. Yeah. Woo. Hell yeah. Get it on. Yeah. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jared Leto is in here tomorrow night. And Bob Saget from the Aristocrats in here on Thursday night. I want to give a quick plug for my TV program, which is on tonight on Comedy Central, 11:30. Good show tonight, if I say so myself. I had Alex Borstein from The Family
Guy.
Made her do all the voices.
Oh, that's awesome.
Including Ms. Swan.
Oh, I love Ms. Swan.
Everyone loves Ms. Swan from
Mad TV.
And
Ooh, yeah.
Also did a little movie review tonight.
You did one?
Did a little Con Air movie review. Yeah.
Wow.
Reviewed Con Air.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that or not, but we did it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know what I love about Con Air?
Mm.
They, you know, they do that thing. Here's what they do. They do that thing that they do in all movies where the guy's a great guy, but he's got to go to prison.
Right.
How does he go to prison for a crime he didn't commit?
Framed.
So they frame him, or they just get that bad judge.
Right.
And they do it real fast.
Had it in for him.
They use the gavel. You know, it's like, but
27 years.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, right. So here's how they do it. How does this great guy, how does this decorated veteran, how does this great family man, how's he go into the maximum security prison? Well, he kills a man. But how? Well, he can't just light a hobo on fire. You know what I mean?
He's got to be saving somebody.
He's going to be doing something, and then something happens.
Or then he gets in jail. Somebody tries to kill him, and he accidentally kills that guy, and that's it.
No, you just got to get him into jail.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Right. So what do they do? You know, he comes back from Desert Shield. He's dancing with his wife, and then the rednecks come up. Hey, they start pushing him around and stuff, you know, and he always does that, I don't want any trouble.
Right.
And then when he's leaving that night, they're just waiting for him.
Yes.
Now, that's one of the cornerstones to bad movies is people that have scores to settle when there's no score to settle.
Right. Yeah, with a stranger.
What's the beef with the guy that you're going to wait out in the parking lot in the pouring rain? Why are you waiting? Why are we waiting for this guy?
Well, the guy told me not to fight with him.
Yeah, he said he didn't want any trouble. He wanted to dance with his wife.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna settle that score.
Yeah.
So they're out in the parking lot, and they're waiting for him to come out there. And he comes out, and they start surrounding him. Same old thing. Bust a bottle.
Yeah, of course.
Waving a busted bottle around.
Yeah.
And it's the usual, hey, boys, I don't want... And then, pow, you know, they jump him.
Yeah.
And they beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And he gets up, and he starts fighting back. And then, of course, the one guy pulls the stiletto.
Yeah.
Now he's brandished a knife. And he doesn't even use the knife on him. He just gives him a, you know, a green beret punch in the nose. And he kills the guy because it happens in slow motion, which always means you're dead when things happen in slow motion. There's two things in a movie when you know you're dead. One is when you hit them in slow motion. Boom. That's it. When they start falling in slow motion,
yeah,
they're dead.
Yeah.
The other time you know you're dead is when you're on the ground and they Dutch the camera. They turn the camera.
Yeah.
That means you're dead. When the camera turns, you're dead. When they Dutch the camera.
Yep.
You're dead, and when you get hit in slow motion, you're dead.
Yeah, that's it.
Reality in life is it's better to get hit in slow motion. But anyway,
Sure. Then
you're dead. Then they do that thing where, all right, so what happens? 180 people in the bar saw these rednecks come up and pick a fight with this guy. They saw him say he wants no trouble. Then another 10 people saw him go out the parking lot at night and have the guys jump him. And, of course, the guy brandishes a knife. He pulls a stiletto on him. The guy punches him. He doesn't stab him.
Yeah.
He doesn't pull his own knife out.
Right.
He just punches the guy after he pulls a stiletto, him and his three buddies.
The guy hits the curb and breaks his head.
Pull the stiletto on the guy, and then judge's gavel.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how it works? Guy, you go walking out your car at night. Guy jumps on you with a stiletto. You punch him. He dies. You go to jail.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Now, here's the thing. If they had some balls... They would have done the exact same thing, celebrating with the wife. It was raining. It was pouring rain, of course. Yeah. Done the exact same thing. Have some balls. Have the guy have a couple of drinks. He's celebrating. He just got discharged from the Army.
Have him get a little hostile with somebody.
No. See, here's how you do it. A couple of drinks, pouring rain, driving home with his wife after the bar. windshield wipers, bad wiper, pickup truck. He's been in Iraq. He's not been, you know, been able to keep after a truck.
Sure.
God forbid there's a woman in the world that could ever change some wiper place. Barely keep, my wife can barely keep gas in the tank. Anyway, thing flipping around. He's driving. It's pouring rain. Old lady steps off the curb.
There you go.
Clips her. Now, he's like 0.09, just barely over the limit. Yeah. Vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah.
The rules are the rules. You're doing 6 years.
Yeah, perfect.
Now I buy it. Not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Don't think he's back. It could have happened to anybody.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
No, but he's got to be in there for no reason. And now, I ain't following you for the rest of the movie.
Right.
So I've signed off.
Yeah.
Checked out.
Not
Don't
real.
Buy it.
Not good.
Don't buy it. No, he wouldn't be in there. He would not be here in the first place. Thus, none of this is ever going to happen.
None of this S.
Anything after this point, I'm not buying.
Yeah.
I'm watching this game under protest.
Yeah, yeah. Because you bought the ticket.
Right. Where am I, Drew?
Kayla.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, too late, Adam Carolla on tonight, but I just wanted to give the ticket thing on out because I'm getting a decent audience, but I need my audience.
Yeah.
I need my peeps.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a sensitive guy.
I am sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to www.1, the numeral 1, and then IOTA.com.
OneIOTA.com.
OneIOTA.com.
Or 866-HEY-ADAM.
Yeah, call that number.
There we go.
All right, where are we going, Drew?
Kayla.
Kayla? Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Kayla is right up there with Angel.
Ooh.
No. And what are my tramp names?
Brittany and...
No, not Brittany. No, it's Angel.
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Angel. Kayla. And, Anderson said Susan. Is that because
it's
your
kidding.
Wife's name?
I was kidding.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what the hell. All right, I'll come up with it.
Just hi tonight.
Yeah, Kayla?
Hello.
13?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry. Tammy.
Yes, Cammy.
And Cammy.
Yes.
Tammy
yes.
and Cammy.
Cammy being worse than Tammy.
You show me a Cammy, I'm going to show you a BJ.
Here we go. Don't. Refrain.
No, you know
refrain.
No, I'm just saying, if you're even at a just party, it's like, I want you to be my friends, Kayla and Cammy. You're getting something.
All right.
It's on.
Fair enough.
Brother, it's on. Yeah.
Kayla?
Hello.
It's not Beatrice.
Speaking of which, Beatrice Arthur was at your Pamela Anderson roast. Did she talk? I didn't see.
Yeah.
She gets up.
Kayla, go ahead.
She seemed confused.
Hi.
She's not a young woman.
Overwhelmed and confused by the stuff that was coming her way.
Well, go ahead. Sorry. Right. Kayla, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there, Kayla.
Here we go, baby.
I'm a big fan of the show. Listen
Thanks,
to it
sweetie
every
pie.
Night.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, in July of 18th, I recently had sex with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old is he?
He's 16.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't trust him.
A week after that, I was experiencing swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, really irritating. It mm-hmm. itched. And I wasn't noticing if it smelled, but...
So you went and saw a doctor and had a pap smear, right?
I had a pap smear about a year ago.
I know, but that was before this all started happening. So you went to the doctor, had it checked out.
No, I haven't gone to the doctor yet.
How come?
Because I recently just moved to my dad's house.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
And he doesn't know about it yet.
What's up with your mom?
Me and her don't get along.
What happened?
I run away from her house too much.
Why?
Because I'm not allowed to say it on radio, but she's a B-I-T-C-H, so.
Wow. Does she hit you?
Bitch!
Every once in a while, yes.
Hmm. All right, so we got some chaos going on here. No wonder you're acting out sexually at 13.
Yeah, 13. You listen to this show every night. Don't you hear the awful things that happens to young people that are having sex?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Doesn't make you sort of reconsider your choices here?
No.
Mm.
The mandate's too strong. Jew or Asian, by the way. I'm never wrong. Kayla?
Huh?
You Jewish? You Jewish or Asian?
I'm Caucasian.
Oh, man. You know, I'm usually right about almost everything. That one I'm always wrong on. Can't believe it. All right. It's just a white girl, huh?
Yeah.
Living with her dad.
Man. Okay.
Trying to set that scene.
What's your dad do?
He does a whole lot of things. He doesn't really have a company right now.
Doing a whole lot of things is bad.
That did not tell me anything of what he does do.
He does a whole lot of things. That's a bad sign. You think it's good, but it's bad.
He's in carpentry.
Ooh. Bad times, baby.
All right, Kaylee, you need to have this checked out. It could be a sexually transmitted disease. It may just be a yeast infection. It may just be mechanical irritation. But if you're going to be sexually active, you've got to get some birth control, right?
I was once on birth control. My doctor made a mistake. She thought that I had chlamydia and a small case of yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave me pills for the chlamydia, and she hadn't had the test done yet.
Right.
And so I went back in about a month later to get my depo, and she said that I didn't have chlamydia.
Ah, well, that clears that up.
Why did you tell that story?
Well, thank you for shedding light on that. Hey, Kayla.
Yeah?
I don't care about that story. Listen to me. You're 13. You're not stupid, but you come from a stupid family, and that's going to make you do stupid things.
Stop having sex. Get this physical problem taken care of. Hopefully it's just a yeast infection.
Yeah. You're going to have to stop running away. You're going to start obeying your parents. You're going to have to do well in school, and then you go off to college somewhere. You understand me?
Yeah.
I know. I know it's confusing, and it's just going to be easier for you to get pregnant at 16. 16, by the way, the over-under on your pregnancy is 14 and a half at
Agreed.
This stage.
It's the delivery.
16.
Delivery is 16.
16 is three years away. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. How old were you when you started having sex?
I lost
second trimester.
11.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to regret that. I'm sorry.
Very young
but
age.
You're really going to regret having done that. How old was the guy?
21.
Oh. Put that guy in jail. Have him shot. Forget
jail. Who was that guy? Who was that guy?
Ben?
Oh,
Adam, it was Ben.
I'm going to give him an earful when I see him tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the names you pick for pedophiles, too.
No.
Just the way you have Cammy and Tammy for stripper.
No. I didn't mean what's the guy's first name. I mean,
how did you meet him?
Yeah, when I say who was he,
what does he do?
He was my friend's cousin.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Kayla, this is albino white trash. You understand? Don't ruin your life, baby.
Translucent. It's unfair to the albinos. Come on.
Yes. Opaque white trash. Light passes through you. You're such white trash. Not you. Your family. You understand?
Well, but she's adopting the
ways. Why get into it? Why do that? I mean, look, sweetie, you watch TV shows, you see successful people. Why do it? I know you're a girl, you're on autopilot, but wait, you got a brain. Don't do it.
I've been diagnosed with a few things.
Like what?
Borderline. ADD, adult ADD.
Okay, is anyone...
How can you have adult ADD when you're 13?
Well, when you lose your virginity at 11,
you're
going to have it at 13. Besides, I believe she said she was Jewish, and in the Jewish religion at 13, the bat mitzvah.
She's a woman, yes.
Yes, she's a woman.
It's adult ADD.
Not Jewish.
What?
Never wrong about it. I can't believe it.
I'm white.
Okay.
I've never met a white Jew. Have you?
I've met a North American striped Jew, but I've never met the elusive white Jew. Okay. So listen, Kayla, baby, get on birth control. Here's the deal. I am not building double hulled tankers. I am on oil cleanup and containment now. Mm-hmm. You've already hit the rocks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm just trying to contain the thing so the penguins don't die in the Sound.
Yep.
But the thing is, my dad expects me to be goody goody.
Yeah, wealth.
But we do too.
That I need to be on birth control. He'd be like, why?
Well, right. Why don't you go to Planned Parenthood?
Go to Planned Parenthood.
Go to Planned Parenthood and get it set up on your own if you need to. And some states you can do that. But Caleb, please just stop.
Look, let me ask you this, Drew.
What?
Are we ever going to make any goddamn progress as a society until we start reaching the Kaylas of the world?
No.
No matter what color their skin is, no matter what their ethnicity is, we know they're on a collision course.
Yep.
Not every single one of them, you effing retards. Stupid politicians with your, well, there's a success story. Yeah, there's a success story. One out of every billion. What if you treated anything else like that? What if you treated airport security like that? Well, there's a success story. For every 7,000 terrorists that make it through, there's a success story of us stopping one. Would these numbers work in any business model? Would they work in any form of public transportation? Sure, for every 7,000 buses that break down, one of them does run on time. Do you know what I'm talking about? Of course there's a success story. Of course Oprah can get screwed with and end up owning the world. Yeah, but there's 500,000 of her on welfare for every one of her, you idiots. Do we ever have a chance to repair this society until we focus on this?
Oh, that would be talking about profiling then. How dare you?
Oh, we can't judge.
You're judging.
No.
You're judging other
people. An individual. Yes,
how
you never
dare
know. Pussy
it's,
politician,
it's all just a function
retard,
of the social,
idiots.
Social environment. It's our fault that they're there.
I know. Look, you ever have a chance to stop the teenage pregnancy problem, to stop the welfare problem, to stop the drug problem, to stop the crime problem, to stop the dependency on substance problem, to stop the prison crowding, to stop the abuse problem? Is there any chance of ever making a dent on any of this stuff as long as we just let the Kayla just run wild in the world? Treat her. She's the same as an A student. Nobody wants to get to her. Nobody wants to get to birth control. No one wants to get to counseling. Just go right ahead, baby.
You can't judge.
Impossible to judge. What the F are the politicians doing? What do they do? This is the only problem you need to focus on. You know why? Because this is the genesis
of everything
all
else.
Problems.
I know. That's right.
Yeah, I'm sickened. You're all
it goes
sickening.
Into things like parenting, and we can't possibly get involved with that.
No, but we can be up your ass for everything, every single thing else.
Yes.
We can force you to put a front license plate on your car. You can drop $5,000 worth of permits. You want to put a garage addition on. You can do everything. And that whole part where it's like, well, yeah, it's a slippery slope and the government gets involved. Government gets involved. They already take 1/3 to 1/2 of all the money you make. Get involved. Get involved. I give them $45 for every $100 I make. Get involved. Cool. I think they're involved.
But they let you do whatever you want to your house.
Sure, I can grow a pot plant in my back. Oh, wait a minute.
You could put an addition on your garage.
Oh, no, I can't. I have to go check with them first.
You could...
No, I have to pay them and check with them, and then they can say no.
You could drive your car without a front license plate.
No. Get involved.
I know, really, if the Minutemen of 1770 had any idea what the modern man would put up with.
If we brought those founding fathers and those Minutemen, they would just put their toe on their musket trigger and just blow their goddamn heads off. Yeah. It'd be three-corner hats flying everywhere.
This is what we created?
This is it?
Huzzah!
I say. And I say good day! Sir. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. A little show called Loveline. Drew, let's see if we can get to some phone calls. Roy.
Yes.
25, stuck hand in concrete 3 years ago.
What do you mean?
I was on a job, and I was trying to put some forms together, and when we got to the point where we were filling it with concrete, a part of it blew out, and I was trying to move really fast. I didn't have my gloves on.
Yeah.
And I was trying to scoop it back up into the forms.
Yeah. A lot of lime in there.
Yeah. Ever since then, I tried to clean it off really good, but it started drying up and cracking and bleeding and all that. And
yeah, what about it, Drew? But 3 years ago.
Right, and I've been trying to keep lotion and
Drew, what happens something? That becomes like a permanent thing, right?
It's a chronic dermatitis at least, but there may be ways they can deal with that. I mean, with the various kinds of steroid creams and injections possible.
But it's not going to be just about moisturizing.
Oh, no. You need some heavy-duty interventions.
Right, so you need to go to the gynecologist.
Dermatologist.
Right? Oh, dermatologist. Yeah, try that. Yeah. Chris.
Yes.
You're 29, you're gay?
Yes.
You're starting to question your sexuality?
Yes. I've been gay for as long as I can remember, and my first experience was when I was 12. But lately, for about the past year and a half, I've been questioning that maybe I might be straight.
Mm. Why? What makes you think so?
I find black women extremely attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stay
down with that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you didn't!
You like those big, long nails with the unicorns on them?
No.
What's your question?
My question is, could there have been something that happened earlier in my youth that may have led me to be gay?
You could have got molested.
Yes, there are environmental things that make you sort of ambivalent or confused or frankly gay. But it sounds like you'd have
18 years, though, and not, you know, if you're straight, though, wouldn't you it come out earlier than that? I don't know if it's.
All right.
No.
Here's the thing. If you want to, and if you're attracted to black women,
go ahead and go out with
them. Go out with a black woman.
See how you feel. But the fact is, you may have some confusion about your sexual identity, and that might be better suited to a little bit of treatment and, also while you're trying
yes,
these things out.
A little therapy wouldn't hurt. Here's the deal. Don't get anyone pregnant. Don't get AIDS. Don't get hep C.
Real quick again.
Don't get married and do your
sexual
thing.
Abuse under the age of 12 can screw with your compass and make it difficult for you to know what you are. Some men end up being gay. Some men continue to be heterosexual. But some are just confused, and you seem to be in that confused category.
All right. Drew's all three. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
What? Gotta get it on?
It's time to get it on. Gotta get it on. No choice but to get it on. All right, Drew, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Jared Leto's coming in here tomorrow night.
Bob Saget, iced tea.
Bob Saget, iced tea. That just sounds like a drink. You have the Bob Saget iced tea, like. You know, they have the Arnold Palmer. That's the iced tea and the lemonade.
Sure.
That's Arnold Palmer.
Nice.
You know that one?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's a nice one. Then I think Jimmy invented one called the Tiger Woods.
Oh.
That's half Diet Coke, half regular Coke.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How about mixing the Splenda and the NutraSweet?
That's stupid.
Who would that be?
No, that doesn't make sense. You got to mix the liquids, not the powders. True. Right. Come on, buddy.
Well, it's focus. Sweet versus not sweet.
Learn to improvise, buddy.
All right.
Yeah. So you got the Tiger Woods, which is the Diet Coke and the regular Coke, and then you got the Bob Saget iced tea.
Nice.
I would say that's just a regular iced tea with like a shot of vermouth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hidden. It's hidden in there.
The kids love vermouth.
Wouldn't the Tiger Woods be like half Coke and half Clamato? Or do they drink that in Asia?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It seems like it needs
sake.
At least 7-Up. Or sake. There you go, Drew.
Yeah, but that the point is they really drink this. I mean, they'll order it. You know what I mean? They're not interested in, you
Jimmy
know,
will?
Beef motto and tab. You know, they'll actually order it.
Jimmy?
Well, yeah, if you think about it, Diet Coke.
Just, yeah.
Well, Diet Coke's a little, all right, it's Diet Coke. And a regular Coke's a little much sometimes.
That's right.
I think if you did 50-50 on Diet Coke and regular Coke, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just, you know, get half the calories.
Sure. Right.
Yeah?
Good times.
Why not?
Why not?
Okay.
It's like drinking half-calf coffee?
Yeah, like half-calf coffee.
Jessica, 20.
Who the F drinks half-calf Jessica. Coffee?
Help.
Jessica?
Hello?
20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I am really curious about if my vibrator has caused me to not have an orgasm through intercourse.
Is that something that used to happen and doesn't now that you've introduced the vibrator?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a little correlation. Is there any other things going on in your life biologically? You want any birth control pills or medication?
I've been on birth control pills for a couple of years.
And how long have you had this problem?
Since, actually more like 5 months.
And have you changed birth control pills?
No.
All right. So we were, I think, reasonable to think that it's the vibrator. How about in your relationship? Has this been with one guy the whole time?
Yeah.
Is that relationship going okay?
No.
Well, I'd be inclined to put more emphasis on that than the vibrator.
Yeah, here's the thing, too. When you're 20 and your relationship's not going too well, how long have you been with him?
A year and a half.
A year and a half? It's not going well? Yeah. Might be time to move on.
Oh, my God.
Why is it not going well?
I really don't know.
Well, describe what it is.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. Just go do whatever you want.
She must be an abuse survivor. Because you're abusing her. She's evoked that from you.
No, I know, but look, no.
She must be.
Really?
Yeah, check with it.
I'll check, but
she's a little physical abuse.
Okay, but...
A smattering, just enough to evoke it in you.
Oh, you're probably right. But she didn't sound angry.
No, that'd be a sexual
abuse. Hold on. Here's all I'm saying, Drew. You know, when you say to someone like, well, you know, they make the proclamation, relationship's not going well. And you go, well, what's not going well about it? And they go... I really don't know.
Yeah.
That's great radio. Fantastic. Thanks for calling the show, idiot. What the F's that mean? I really. What am I going to do, squeeze you like a bar rag? And here's the thing. You really don't know? Good, pal. You're gone. Fine. You don't know? Well, I guess we can't get anywhere then.
We certainly can't if you don't tell us anything.
I don't have a crystal ball, so you don't know. So there's nothing we can do. So we're just going back long enough to find out whether she was abused in any way to see if that's what made me angry. Jessica?
Yeah.
Ever abused in any way?
Physically?
Not really.
No, doesn't that get you?
Well, that's when you're angry. You have to give the three Mississippi before every answer to make everyone feel uncomfortable.
So doesn't that confirm my belief?
Yeah, but not physically abused, so she says.
Not really. All How right. about you? Have you been physically abused?
Not by any family or anything like that, no.
Well, who did abuse you?
Well, no, forget it, because she'll never say. You have to just keep fishing around. We don't care. What about sexual abuse?
No.
Okay. You're gone. Well, not abuse. There you go. Look, here's the deal, everybody. You guys are like a crappy book with no pictures and a cover that the dog vomited on. You think I'm going to reach for you? F off. You don't want to talk? Good. Go F yourself. Fantastic. We don't have to talk. You trying to entice me into talking? You're like, oh, not by a family member. Drew, what do you think?
Let's try to figure that out.
A neighbor, perhaps?
Maybe Zeus.
Camp counselor?
Apollo.
Mythical yes. Greek character?
Visit at night, yes.
From Greek mythology?
Yes, yes.
Interesting. Came down from Mount Olympus?
Of course. I just visited her.
All right. Who cares? Rachel? Here's the rules, everybody. We ask questions, you talk, and give answers. You don't want to do that? Go F yourself.
Rachel?
Adam.
Carola. Yeah. What's happening, baby doll?
Okay. I'm 15. And
Mount Olympus! That's what Hercules would yell, Mount Olympus, when he was going to Mount Olympus.
He's talking about a 1963 cartoon.
Mount Olympus! Like I yell North Hollywood when I'm going home. Go ahead, Rachel, sir.
Okay, in the last 5 weeks, I've been with 6 guys, and I've given them oral sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Why?
Well,
6 guys in 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to.
Why?
Because I like to.
All right.
Okay. All right. And what happened was I started getting, like, kind of weird, like, ulcer things in the back of my throat, but they don't even hurt. And then I started getting, like, fevers and stuff, and I was wondering if that's, like, an STD.
Could be.
Where'd you meet these guys?
At parties and stuff.
Parties.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have crushes on any of these guys?
No.
No. How dare you?
No, but when I would think you would like at least one of them.
No.
No, you don't. You didn't want to like go out on a date with one of them or see another one of them again.
No, I just like it for like one night.
Were you drinking when you did this?
What?
Were you drinking when you did this?
Twice I was, but all other times I wasn't.
Did you doing anything besides alcohol?
No.
What? Mm-hmm. No.
Do your friends do this?
No.
Does it seem strange that you're the only one who's doing this in your group?
Yeah, I know. I'm the whole in the group.
Does it make you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
What?
Does it make you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Being the whore of the group.
I just enjoy guys.
Okay. Yeah. And are these guys your age?
Kind of.
How old's the oldest one?
22.
Ugh,
what a delight. Yeah.
So you're getting abused.
All right. Yeah. You know, that's sexual abuse in the eyes of the law and God and your parents and Drew.
Rape.
So, Rachel.
Yeah?
Seems to us like you're acting out.
Have you been depressed lately?
Not really. I kind of am acting out because my parents are really Christian. So, I try to, stay away from them.
Yeah, payback time, Daddy.
Boo-wee.
Yeah.
You said you had...
Seeing hell.
Yeah. So, this is not going to make you feel good about yourself, Rachel, ultimately.
I don't know. I'm kind of regretting it because I think I might have an STD, and I don't know.
Well, yeah. You got to get checked out. You certainly might.
Well, STD...
Why?
Some of my friends are Christian, and often take me.
You just go to Planned Parenthood.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know.
Well, listen, genius.
Well, okay, you get a nice abscess back there, and you get arthritis from the gonorrhea.
Oh, really?
And they take you to the hospital, and then they'll announce it in front of everybody when you have complications.
Oh, the PA system. Here's the thing, Rachel. Where do you get arthritis?
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea gives arthritis.
Your bones?
No, you get these. No, they're monoarticular. There's one joint at a time. They can swell up like crazy.
Just elbow.
Elbow,
or is it
knee?
around where it is?
Typically knee, elbow, wrist. So
travels down there?
No, yeah, the bacteria actually goes
down. Hey, Rachel.
Yeah?
Here's the deal, baby doll. You can't have it both ways. You can't be old enough to give oral to half of Orange County and be too young and naive to take yourself over to the clinic.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. Look, here's the thing. If you want to act like an adult and... given six guys oral in 5 weeks' time, I should say he's acting like an adult. Where are those adults? Where were they?
Well, they're prostitutes.
The point is you're acting like an adult, fine. Now you have to go take care of, clean up your mess. You got to go to Planned Parenthood. Get yourself over there. Believe me, if you're motivated, you can do anything you want.
This could be herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, a lot of different things.
All right?
Okay.
And then
okay.
Stop it. Look, right. Look, you want to get back at your parents, be successful, and then abuse them on the radio. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Please take care of yourself.
It's all you have to do. It's payback time now, baby. Yeah? That's the sound it makes. She's giving a moral.
Nice.
Where you want to go, Drew? Who you want to talk to?
I was thinking that Five's been on hold for 80 minutes.
All right. Let's talk to Five. Jason?
Hey, what's up, guys?
26, what's up?
I just wanted to sort of thank you guys for... You were sort of surrogate parents to me at a vulnerable stage and through 5 years of therapy and almost there. So thank you for that. That's about it.
Thanks, Jason. Well, that's all I wanted to say, huh?
Well, no, I'm still there.
All right.
Well, good times.
Well, thanks. You know, it's our pleasure.
Yeah, Adam, you were sort of tapped into my anger, Drew. You're sort of my sensibility. So.
Tapped into my anger.
So, I always hear you guys sort of arguing in my head at certain hard points of life. It's good times. Thanks.
Well done.
Well, God bless you. Keep up with the therapy.
Yeah, no one would ever want to be you or me.
No.
But to be a mix of us. Yeah.
That's decent. The problem is we got to be us. We don't get to mix us. Maybe if we ran down the hall and jumped and smashed into each other.
During the break.
Joseph?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, okay. I could, when I masturbate, I could finish. But when I'm with a girl, I can't. I'll go for like hours at a time.
How many times does this happen frequently with the girl?
Ever since I started having sex.
Yeah, well, how many times have you had sex since you began having sex?
It's been 2 days.
A bunch.
More than 50?
Ooh, no.
More than 20?
Yeah.
Turn your radio off, please.
All right, hold up.
Man.
Who? What the hell was that?
Tuna fish?
I was going to say, it was a reptile or something. So sort of like...
I ate some tuna.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You smell that?
Oh, my God.
Can you smell it? Are you smelling it?
No. No, can't smell it.
Can you smell it?
I can't smell it.
Joseph?
Seriously, can't.
And my dog blew gas tonight, and my wife was like, "Molly farted." I'm like, "Yeah, all right." And then she started. She picked up a pillow, throw a pillow, and started fanning at me. And goes, "You see, how do you like it?" I was like, "What is this? I gotta go to work all day and come home to the dog farting on me." And I didn't smell the dog farting, so you gotta blow it on me. It's like, you see how you like it? See how you like it? See what it's like?
A little retribution, a little payback.
Yeah, I know. Paying me back. Everyone's got to pay me back.
Your farts don't smell, though.
Not usually.
Oh, you've given her some good ones, though, I bet.
Well, yeah. You hang around with me long enough,
yeah,
one's going to squeak by.
Yeah, you around. I taste it.
Hey, it's in me. What do you think? How do you think I feel?
Really, I feel like you vomited in my mouth. Really, that's yeah. What it's like.
French vomit. Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just on minute number 10 of Drew trying to guess how many times you've had sex.
It's around 20 or 30.
50's too much, yeah. 20's too low.
So basically, you've never had a girlfriend.
No, I've had a few girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't have sex with regularly.
Yeah.
All right, well, you need a girlfriend that you really kind of work it out with.
Okay.
Because this business of being anxious and not really knowing the person well and a lot of awkwardness and pressure on, yeah, people either ejaculate too quickly or not at all or under, just it's always uncomfortable.
Well, the other thing, too, is you've beaten off 13,000 times for every one time you've been in a woman.
Times 25, yeah. Yeah, that's it. 25 to 13,000.
So what's your penis used to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a sport. It's like your penis spends all day, every day since age 13 in the batting cage, and then once in a while can't hit a golf ball.
Right.
You got to go out to the driving range.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick up a club and put down the bat. That's all you do. Plus, like we've talked about, and it's been a little while, guys get into that weird thing where they get in their own weird masturbatorial thing sometimes. He has to shove it between the mattress and the box spring, to hump the beanbag chair, or do it in the shower, whatever. You're standing up, the water's running on your back, or you're humping the side of the mattress. Then all of a sudden, you're in a woman.
Oh.
Totally different position, totally different sensation. Right?
Yeah.
Now, for some guys, and I would say the marginal majority of guys, that makes them go faster.
Yes.
Because it's that much more exciting,
right,
and that much more sensitive.
Right.
But there's a percentage of guys where it's almost confusing.
Yes.
And it's usually one or the other. 75% of the guys are like, ooh, the real thing, this pow.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah,
done. Yeah. But 25% are like, this isn't the box spring.
What's going on here? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Now, you've done this 10,000 times. Now I'm doing it this way.
Yeah.
Well, apply that principle to anything. Are you going to be any good at it? Is it going to work? Are you going to get the desired outcome? Right. It's great radio, Drew, when you know.
I agree.
Okay. Wait a minute. Did we talk to this guy?
Yeah.
Joseph, that's enough.
All right.
Oh, I just lost the end, too. That was
okay.
To do.
What position? How do you masturbate?
Stand it up.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Bad times.
You go standing up when you have sex, you're on your belly.
Or whatever.
But you're not standing up.
All right.
Okay. All right. Drew, is everyone in this country an idiot?
Yeah. Well, almost.
You think so?
Well, yeah. If you're listening to this show, you have to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not listening, calling in.
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's talk to...
You have to be listening to call.
You know when you start dispatching information, people are like, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mark Tater.
Mike Tim Tater. French Fat Tater.
Really?
Mina.
You're queer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
So, about a year ago, I lost my virginity to a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did you know she was a lesbian at the time?
I knew she was a lesbian at the time, yeah. And, like, I come from, like, a family where it's, like, having sex is basically, like, the worst thing you could ever do in your life.
Why?
Like, before you're married.
No. Because?
Religion.
Yeah, because of religion.
What's the religion?
Orthodox. Coptic Orthodox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when you say Orthodox, you immediately think Coptic.
So
Yeah, we didn't need
that's
to
the only
Catholic.
Orthodox out there. How dare you? Someone's Orthodox, that's what I mean.
When you say the guy's Orthodox, yeah.
I mean, Orthodox. Orthodox Jew, Orthodox Hindu, Orthodox Christian. Right, how dare
Coptic. Coptic. Who even knows what what is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's like Greek Orthodox, but it's the Egyptian variation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that.
I'm from Egypt. Sorry.
Coptic. All right. So,
Like, the day I found out she was a lesbian is the day we ended up having sex.
How did you find out she was a lesbian?
We were, like, sitting, like, about to eat, and I was just, like, completely, like a little kid. I was like, hey, so you ever kissed a girl? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. And, ever kissed a guy before me? And she's like, no. And then, like, eventually, like, we just kept talking. And I was like, oh. And then she's like, yeah, I'm gay. And I was like, oh, okay. And, like, that really freaked me out because it was, like, my first girlfriend, my first kiss, like, everything was with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up having sex that night.
Wow.
And it was, like, the worst experience.
Coptic,
like,
a feel.
Worst experience. Why?
Worse.
Because, like, she was just, like, laying there, and, like, right when I did it, like, I could tell she didn't like it, and then I threw up immediately after.
Poor me.
But you had an orgasm, right?
I did.
Of course.
So, fuck, guys. It was horrible, because she clearly wasn't into it, and she was lying there like a corpse, and, you know, I came 20 minutes, three times, actually.
And I vomited intensely.
And then I vomited, then I came one more time, and, but it was horrible, and then I came. So I love about guys.
Yeah.
You think a woman has a horrible sexual experience?
There's not a female version of that, is there?
No, it's not like there's some woman that says, like, I felt like I was being raped. It was horrible
disgusting.
Time. The guy was unresponsive. Had four orgasms. Doesn't exist. Guy, pow. Squeeze one off anyway.
And so...
Mina?
Yeah. So, after that, we tried doing it, like, a couple more times.
Vomited.
Four more times.
Yeah. I would take that personally if I was a chick. The guy was in the bathroom just
retching. Yeah. And by the way, trying to do it four more times means... He did it four more times and still didn't like it.
Yeah, like, we did it, and he was just so, like, sitting there. And, like, I mean, that really just, like, ever since then now, like, when it comes to the point with a girl, like, when we're about to have sex, like, I can't do it. Like,
well, how what do you mean, ever since then? How often?
I think two girls after her.
Well, why don't you form a relationship with somebody and kind of see where that goes? Obviously,
yeah.
This is something...
I have, like, this one girl, like, I've had a really long-term relationship with her. And, like, mm-hmm. we've tried dating on and off. And so, like, when it finally came to the point where we were, like, ready to, like, have sex, like, when it got to the point where I was, like, supposed to, like, you know, stick my thing in, I couldn't. Like, it just freaks me out. And, it, like, I want to just, like, vomit again. Like, it just...
Your parents are in your great service.
Yeah, your parents have freaked you out. You're way up in your head. And then you had this bad experience. And now it's weird because it's like... eating some food when you're, you know, sick and, you know, made you sick and now it's seared into your psyche.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone knows that if you I threw up from drinking white wine once and couldn't.
You can't eat that.
Well, actually, I can't.
Well, you took a while.
Well, it took me a while to bust through, but I'm a trooper. I'm a champion.
Well, and men are good about that, too, so he'll probably get to break through as well.
Yeah, here's the thing. Bear down. Focus. And then break through. And then once you break through, you're fine.
Or decide you're going to fall back in line with your values and do not have sex with somebody until you're married. Period. And then work it out with that person. If that's how it works with your culture and your religious beliefs, that's fine.
All right. George?
Yeah.
You're 20. You went to community college and you're smart.
Yeah. I just wanted to say you guys do a great show. And I really enjoy listening. And there are smart people who listen, and smart people who call in, and smart people in community college. So you're thrice wrong.
I know. Look, like we talked about before, there are people that are from broken families that are sexually abused that go on to be Oprah Winfrey.
That's
called the exception, not the rule. Most of the people in junior college are idiots.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I'm running this country. I'm just playing the numbers. I'm not worried about the two guys who are there that are actually smart. I'm worried about the 2,000 idiots that are wasting everyone's time and money.
All right.
That's what I'm focusing on. Yes, you're a smart one. The other 150 people we talked to who go to junior college over the course of 6 months are idiots. That's why they're at junior college. They're horrible students. They're wasting everyone's time, most importantly, their own.
Or they're nursing students, or they're from another country.
Like I said, I make exceptions for crazy nationalities and nursing students. White guys, you just want to go there? Yeah.
as far as your whole hang-up about, like, how bad it is with modern society and sexual abuse, that's been going on for a long time. And
I know.
Now we've become able to recognize that that's a problem.
We recognize it's a problem. We don't do anything about it.
Not only that, what?
Recognizing it's a problem is the first step.
That's true.
It moves pretty slow.
George, you know? Listen to me. When someone has been sexually abused, there's about a 60% chance that they're going to act out on children too, and they don't act out on one. So this is an epidemic that has exponential growth built into it. So it is something that since the sexual revolution, so to speak, the mores have been loosened, and this thing has been cut loose, and it is spreading wildly. Kids are doing it to other kids, adults are doing it to kids, and then they go out and do it again, not to one person, so it's not arithmetic. They do it to dozens of people, so it has a profound growth built into it. Until something very powerful is done to stop it, it's going to continue to grow.
You guys are working towards a solution.
Yeah, but don't believe that this is like, this has always been this way, we're just discussing it now. No, it's not always been as bad as this. It really has not. It may be in certain times of history it has been, but we're going through a bad one right now.
Thanks,
Drew. All I'm saying is keep on keeping on, and you're doing a good job.
Thanks, buddy boy. We'll see you at the four-year university.
I've been there before. I just came back home. So
what?
He went to a four-year university.
And came back to community college?
Yeah. Kind of failed out, you might call it.
All right. Smart guy.
All right. Smart guy. Couldn't make it at Northridge. All right, George.
Too much drinking and that sort of thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've really made a point. Appreciate that. He went to community college and is smart. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's. Let me tell you the good thing about life.
What? I need some information like that right now.
There's a sort of Darwinistic, strong survive, will weed you out kind of part of life, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why people love sports. I do believe because wanting to play professional football doesn't enable you to play professional football.
Right.
Your dad being the coach doesn't enable you to play professional football. Your dad owning the team doesn't enable you to play professional football. No, it does not.
I mean, doesn't it enable you to play well?
You'll
be able to suit up instead of sideline.
There's never a guy on the team whose dad owns
the team.
Right,
never happens. Yes.
Never happens.
Yes, never happens.
And there is no such, your dad can be president of football.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to play professional football.
Right.
It's pure.
Yeah.
It's pure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about junior college, come one, come all. You're a college student, come on down. We'll never cut you. This is a team where you never get cut. Come on down, hang out, do whatever you want. You'll always be a college student. You'll always be a player.
You'll always be a ball player.
Yeah. We'll never cut you. You know what that breeds?
Mediocrity.
Well, it ain't excellence. Just get a C, baby. That's what it breeds. Think about it.
By the way, did you see the new show with Tommy Lee at college?
I didn't see it. I TV'd it.
You should see it.
I'm going to watch that.
It's I laughed my butt off. We got to get his chemistry tutor up here on this show.
The hot chick?
It's funny. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to watch that tonight. Well, I saw Tommy at the roast. Sweet guy.
Yeah. We've always liked Tommy, but...
Tommy Lee is...
Dumb as a...
Yeah. But here's the thing about Tommy. What's a drummer? What do you want? Done a ton of drugs. Here's the thing. There are certain guys that are sweet guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee is a sweet guy.
Mm-hmm. Very,
he's a very,
very,
very sweet guy.
Almost childlike. Very
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Slash is a sweet guy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're guys that are just sweet guys. It's mm-hmm. it's beyond sort of being nice.
Yes.
It's like a breed
like
of guys that are just very sweet.
Yeah.
Delightful. And don't let the tats or the whatever. Or even beating the crap out of your wife, will you? You guys are sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Take a quick break.
He's like Kelso on the 70s show.
Yeah. Okay. We don't watch that show. You watch that show?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I watch it, yes.
Is he like Kelso from
the show?
No. Okay, Anderson.
Wait.
Quick break. Yeah?
Never mind.
What?
Not for me. I know what you mean, but not for me.
He's like a big, sweet kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's great radio. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah! Love line, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. I got a little TV show on Comedy Central right now. It's a good show tonight. So you may want to don't turn the radio off. Just turn on Comedy Central. Give it a look-see. Where are we going here, Drew?
Why do?
Sarah wants to know about general warts. Sarah?
Yeah, hi.
19? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Little girl voice.
I think that's just a
small
stature thing.
Asian? Calling from San Francisco?
No, I'm white.
All right. What's up?
Okay, I wanted to know, my boyfriend has little bumps on his penis, and he said it was nothing, but now I'm kind of noticing some bumps on me. And I was wondering, is it possible to get more from more contact with him, or if I have it, do I just have it?
If you have it, you just have it.
You
generally
don't get more, huh?
No, it just kind of spreads. You can get it in different spots by having more contact with him, but once you got it, it will spread. And the question, though, becomes, how does he know he doesn't have anything? He said it was nothing. Why would he know that?
I don't know. He said that when he got with his last girlfriend, who was the only person that he's been with since me, that they were both tested and they were both clean. And I know that I haven't had anything. And he said that it was just, it's kind of bumps going up the underside of his penis, and he says that,
well, it could be the pearly penile papules. It doesn't have to be warts. It's suspicious that you have something, but just because he has little bumps, it doesn't necessarily mean a darn thing. So,
you know,
certainly you should get checked out. You're sexually active with him. You should have regular pap smears. And if you do have the warts, they will be doing things to screen extra carefully for the potential of cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vaccine for this stuff coming soon.
Really?
It's going to be earth-changing when that comes out.
When?
I don't know. A year or two?
Really?
Yeah.
Who are they testing it on now? Inmates?
I think they got some real some human phase 3 trials going on.
They had to test them on inmates. What happened to testing things on inmates?
The Second World War ended.
I like the testing on inmates.
I know.
Human guinea pig. Yeah. All right.
Sarah, get a pap smear, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, good. Bye-bye.
Wonder if there's any guinea pigs that display human characteristics where they go guinea pig human.
Yes. Instead of human guinea pig,
yeah.
It's a guinea pig human.
Yeah, amongst guinea pigs.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guinea pig just sounds like a racial slur.
Oof.
That's bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where are guinea pigs? What's up with guinea pigs? I don't see them around so much anymore.
No, we don't do research on them anymore so much either. We use fruit flies or monkeys.
Yeah.
Rats.
There's a lot of pigs, stuff like that. A lot of rats. Rats
mice.
And mice. Lab mice.
Yeah.
They have the same kind of brains that we do, mice and rats?
Part of the brain where things like mood and addiction occur.
Same with mice and rats.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then they do a lot of growing of tumors in the abdomen of mice and seeing what happens to the tumor when they throw things at it.
Weird that we share stuff with vermin.
Well, that makes sense. It's a trajectory, an evolutionary trajectory from one mammal through the next.
Monkeys, I can see. But, mice and turtles seem like about the same to me. It seems like the turtles further up the food chain.
Yeah, mice are mammal.
Yeah, and those are reptiles.
Yeah,
we don't have too many reptile stuff.
Amphibians, right?
We don't check with those, do we?
No.
Yeah, they're amphibious reptiles.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah, it's going to be my next movie role. Amphibious reptile, man.
From the Blood Blue Lagoon.
Hello?
Ingrid?
Yes, sir.
23?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I'm wondering I have a question. I got with my first boyfriend when we worked. He was 12 and I was 14. I have compared every guy I've been with to him, dated guys because they look like him. the sad thing is he ended up dying.
Of what?
That really put me in a bad mental state of mind.
What did he die from?
A methadone overdose. He was poisoned.
He was poisoned?
Yes, sir.
By who?
Someone had given him the pills without him knowing the potency of them or what they actually would do to him, and he had a heart
attack. Hold on. Why was he even screwing around with methadone?
Probably because he was 20 years old and he wanted a quick fix to get high.
So he was a heroin addict.
No, he wasn't necessarily a heroin addict. I know he smoked a lot of pot, but
Ingrid, you don't just... No. So you're missing a lot of the story. People do not get their hands on methadone unless they're going to a methadone clinic. and taking opiates regularly, and they take high doses all the time.
What if
there's something very wrong with this story? So he was a severe drug. He died of addiction, not an inadvertent methadone overdose. He died of addiction. That's how people die in addiction. They take more than their body can handle. They stop breathing, and that's that.
Yeah.
That's one of the ways. There are many others.
Yeah. But it's lovely that everyone gets to just say, oh, it's like a freak occurrence, as if it could happen to anyone at any time.
No.
And then what lesson do we learn? Well, no lesson.
No lesson, because it could happen to anyone. Well, someone could hand you some stuff.
Yes, what we learn is everything happens for a reason. We learn nothing because everyone BS's all the time.
Right. So this is addiction.
The guy was an addict, and that's what killed him.
Yes.
It's sad.
But don't kid yourself.
But stop pretending like this could happen to anybody.
Right.
All right.
So there you go.
Now that we made you feel better about that, what else?
Well, the way God is awesome. I have to say that. I'm not going to preach. But
no, he's great.
Very good.
He's awesome. He needed. He needed this guy.
Needed him back.
He needed him.
Somehow
to
he
help
did.
Him.
I think that he did it to save us kids, us young, stupid kids in our age group who are going to do drugs and who are going to drink and do cocaine and take ecstasy and say, hey, you know what? I'm Superman. It's not going to kill me. When, you know what? That one line could kill you. The second guy I was ever with,
What God does. He makes examples of certain people to save other children.
The second guy I was ever with, I got when I was 17 after I broke up with...
Hold on, Ingrid.
It's not primitive thinking, is it?
No.
It's advanced thinking.
Advanced.
Yeah.
Evolved.
Yeah. Yeah, you religious folks. Genius. Geniuses. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. You'd be the smartest person around 5,000 years ago. Now, you're an idiot.
All right, come on. Here we go.
5,000 years ago, you were a genius. See what I'm saying? You just build a time machine, go back 5,000 years, you guys would all be smart. Yeah. Well, he's got a plan. He needed him. There's work for him to do. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, I do. So, Inger, what was the other thing? You've got a new boyfriend at 17.
I had a new boyfriend when I was 17. I ended up getting pregnant. My parents were upset. They moved me out of state. My life, I was on drugs for a long time.
I was going to say, you're definitely a drug addict, too.
Yeah.
I'm an admitted alcoholic in remission.
Yeah, and so you're in remission. You're actively engaged in a program of recovery?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
And by the way, the methadone overdose didn't stop your drug use, did it?
Well, it believes it was a message that was being sent to.
It just happened.
I see.
He just OD'd? Had,
huh?
How long ago did he OD?
This summer in June.
Okay.
Yeesh.
The second guy I've ever been with died from a pill overdose on the other side of the country. The only people I've ever loved. So this.
Well, Ingrid, so you're also in addition to addiction, you have severe codependency, untreated codependency.
Hmm.
I understand that.
And every time you get involved with a drug addict, you're getting involved with people that have terminal disease.
Who did drugs in your family?
Which of your parents?
My mother was a pothead. She's always taking care of us.
Okay, and your dad?
It's never been a real problem.
And your dad?
Nah, my dad's square bear.
He didn't drink a lot?
No.
Okay, so your mom's an addict, and that's where sort of this codependency comes from.
She like dabbles a little weed.
Yeah,
she's a good mom, you know. She's right now...
Ingrid?
Yeah.
All my patients are good people, but they're also severe drug addicts.
Well, what's your mom doing right now?
She's working. She works to support my little brother. She supports my 5-year-old daughter and me and my pregnant self. She's doing everything she can right now. If it wasn't for my mother, I don't know where I'd be. I quit doing alcohol and drugs, and now I talk to my mother 20 times a day, which is absolutely.
Okay. You want to know where we'd be as a society? A little better shape.
So, also talk to your sponsor 10 times a day?
I talk to my sponsor maybe 3 times a week.
All right,
maybe
so
boost that up a little bit. And
are you pregnant again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 8 months pregnant.
With the baby of the second guy who's gone, or the first guy's gone, or whose kid is this?
The first guy who's died that died June. It might possibly be his, but unfortunately, I really don't think so. I got involved in a domestic violence relationship, and the man tried to kill me. He's an alcoholic. He's severely abusive emotionally to me, badmouths me, and I'm getting sick of him.
All right, good.
All right.
I don't have anything to do with him because I want to.
All right. Well, slow down. You're angry.
Nah, I'm never wrong. Jewish family?
Catholic.
I I'm just having it wrong. I'm never wrong. You know my instincts, Drew. You know my instincts are good.
I know this one just gets you every time.
I have this mad conscious.
Ingrid, I'll tell you, you also need your bipolar condition treated, all right?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, bipolar, yep.
I know you're bipolar, and it's untreated right now. So you've got to take care of that, or you will use again.
Do me a favor with this kid. When it comes out, just go ahead and leave it at the hospital.
Yeah,
would you please let somebody adopt this kid?
Yeah, right.
Put in a basket, float it down the Nile.
He'll be Moses.
We can only hope.
He'll be king of Egypt.
No, seriously, let someone adopt this kid. Would you please?
Oh, I don't think so.
Why? You just prefer your mom have another baby to take care of?
No, I'm going to go back to school.
I don't give a crap. Give this kid up. You're going to ruin this kid.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Oh, What a crazy notion. Your two boyfriends OD'd. You got the domestic violence guy who may have crapped his seed into you, and now you're going to crap this kid out. What a crazy notion that this kid is going to be anything other than pristine and have a great childhood with you idiots at the helm. Yeah. How about get rid of the kid? Just let somebody adopt the kid. Let somebody know what they're doing. You don't know what you're doing. You're a mess.
No, there's time for change. I mean, we're doing everything.
You'll change when you're 43 and the kid's 21 and he's in the joint. Just let somebody raise the kid. Let somebody knows what they're doing. Let some couple raise the kid.
Get your bipolar treated, please.
Look, I feel sorry for all of you. Just like I feel sorry for guys that were sexually abused until they start committing crimes. Then they go from victim to victimizer, and that's when the pity stops. I feel sorry for Ingrid, but Ingrid's going to bring another kid into the family whose dad is either an abuser or deceased, and the kid's going to become our business. I pray to Christ it's a girl so we get a nice stripper, another chick getting into porn and not a guy, so we don't get some violent street offender. Be awesome if they just have chicks, although then they can hatch more idiots.
Yeah.
But just let somebody raise the kid. Can't do that? It's out of the question. Insane.
You're judging again, Adam. How dare you? You're profiling and judging.
Now, here's the thing. Back when society was a little more put together, they just grabbed the kid and just give it away. That's it. You're unfit. You're unfit. You can't raise this kid any more than you can drive a school bus with a bunch of DUIs. We're not going to let you do it. Society is going to intervene. All right. Drew's uninterested.
I'm interested. I'm just overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed with your magazine.
No, I check out at a certain point. It's like, ugh.
Thanks, buddy. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Play. It's a play. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let's keep it rocking, Drew.
There we go.
Speak to Amanda, who's 23. Amanda?
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I had a question. I am 23. I've never been able to have sex with just a man or a woman. I've only been able to have sex in three ways. I normally go for men, but every once in a while I'll find a woman attractive and I'll hang out with her. But when it comes time to eventually, like, the point relationship where you have sex, I feel like I have to bring, like, somebody else into it. Like, I can't just do it with one person.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because I don't...
All right, these are intimacy issues.
Right.
Have you never had sex with just one person?
No, my first experience there was a three-way, and I
was able to... How old were you when you had that first one?
I was probably 19 or 20, first time I had sex.
Wow.
It's weird that someone has a virgin... And by the way, 19 or 20, just go ahead and say 19, would you please?
Okay, 19. It was
Thank
kind of
you.
Like after like my first year of college, so.
Well, you know how old you are, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go ahead and tell us what it was.
19.
Yeah.
All right, here's the point. To have your virginity until 19, your first year of college, and then have your first experience be a three-way.
And then only three ways after that.
Is bizarre.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway,
that could have got seared in. But I would say it's an intimacy issue.
Yeah, you don't like to be alone with one person because it exposes you to real closeness.
Where's your dad?
he's at home with my mom.
Aha! Everything cool with him, or is he a workaholic?
No, they were great. He's been retired for like the last 20 years, so.
Ooh, too much, Dad. So what were you about to tell us? You were going to explain something.
Well, no, like I'll date someone for a few months and be fine instantly with them, but then when it's about time to have sex, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I enjoy both.
It's weird. No, I'm getting back to this intimacy thing. Is your dad ever cheat on your mom?
No, never. They never even fought my whole life. I've never even argued. So.
All right, then go ahead and cut it out. It may have something to do with the fact that it's like, you know, when
first time got seared in.
Yeah, when women like have a rape, they go out and do stuff a bunch over and over again. You go ahead and have sex with a guy by yourself. Force yourself to do that with somebody you really like and enjoy being around. And I bet that will kind of undo things. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Jack?
Yes.
Used to do porn?
Yes.
Gay porn?
Negative.
That was the title of one of your gay porns?
No.
Negative?
Well,
no.
Yeah, it was HIV. Negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do straight porn?
Correct.
Positive. And you've done 150 partners.
What's your question?
You're out of it now?
No, not out of the porn industry, yes. Out of the multiple partners, no.
All right. So what do you want to ask?
Yesterday I encountered somebody that said he was sexually addicted and actually goes to classes for it to get help, and I don't understand how somebody can be sexually addicted. I mean, I can understand methamphetamines, cocaine.
Right.
Same thing.
It's a behavioral compulsion. You can't stop in spite of serious consequences. You will get there. You'll know.
If you think it's you, just go to SA.
Yeah, I think he's more on the sociopathic end of things than the true SA end, but we'll see. If more consequences develop, you'll see.
All right, but they have AA and they have sexual addiction stuff. So go seek that out. All right, we'll be right back. That's it, everyone. Jared Leto in here tomorrow night, and then Bob Saget on Thursday night. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.